This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, friends. Shalom Aleichem. Bruchim Abayim. Welcome, everybody. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua. You know, yesterday we wanted to say that Baroiv Am Hadras Melech does not apply to Berchas Hanehen and only to Berchas HaMitzvahs. In Mishnah Berurah Sivkadon Chav Beis, on Siv Gimel, where the Mechaber said, don't make the Hamoitzi until you hold the bread, the Mishnah Berurah says, Ein Mevarchin Al HaMitzvahs Ela Samach La'asiyasan. You don't make a bracha mitzvah only close to when you're doing it. What do you mean on mitzvah? This is not a berachas hamitzvah. This is a berachas hanenin. So is hamoitzi berachas hamitzvah or a berachas hanenin? And why would it be berachas hamitzvah? Or does the Mishnah Berurah just mean, just like you only make a bracha on a mitzvah, oivar l'asiyasan, so too, nehenin also should be oivar l'asiyasan. Okay. Basi Rakla Oyer, someone sent me an email yesterday that the Bir Halacha in this Simon somewhere says it does apply to Birchas Hananen. I don't see that. I don't know where that is. Okay. Let's continue in the meantime. Siv Dalad. Yitain Shtei Yadav Alapas B'Shas Bracha. You should put your two hands on the bread when you make the bracha. I once heard from Rav Shmuel first, therefore, if the challah is in the bag, you should not make the bracha. Not only because it's not orvel asiyasan, because you're going to have to take it out of the bread, but also because your fingers are not on the challah. Your fingers should be on the challah. Sheyesh behem eser etzbois. Your two hands have 10 fingers. Keneged eser mitzvois hatzuyos bepas. Keneged 10 mitzvois that are associated with pas. By the way, this also indicates that bracha on pas is more than just brachas hanenen. There are 10 mitzvahs associated with pas. Ulekach yesh eser tevois bebrachas hamoitzi. Baruch ata Hashem alakenu melech ha'olam hamoitzi lacha min ha'aretz. The eser tevois bepasuk matzmiach chatzir labehima. 10 words in the pasuk, Hashem sprouts grass for the animals. The eser tevois bepasuk. Eine choil elachi sabiro viata noisin lohem es achlam beitai. Ve eser tevos vipasik eretz chita usaira gefen verimain. Eretz chita usaira. Gefen, rimain, dvash, eretz. Eretz chita usaira gefen v'rimain v'dvash eretz zeis chalav u'dvash. So you have 10 words. Okay. V'eser tevois v'pasuk v'yitain lecha elekim mital hashemayim u'mishman hi'aretz v'roiv dagan v'sirosh. All these psukim have 10 words. All psukim associated with nourishment have 10 words. Okay. Says Mishnah Berurah, Yitain Shtei Yadav. Hainu D'toiv La'asos Kein. It doesn't mean you have to. It means it's good to. V'mulavash B'vata Yadayim Nachin Shiasirim B'Shas HaBracha. If you're wearing gloves, you should remove it at the time of the bracha. By the way, if you're wearing gloves, you should take it off for kiddush. Or if you're being magia sefer Torah, you should take off your gloves. Does that mean if you have a band-aid, you should take off your band-aid? Is it a din in chatzitza? Or is it a din that your fingers should be on it? When you say the name of Hashem, you should lift up the kikar. While you're saying Hashem's name? Or before you say Hashem's name. The words say while you say it. You're allowed to do that? You're allowed to do something while you say Hashem's name? But you're allowed to do anything while you make a bracha? Stam, you're allowed to do that? You're not allowed to dry your hands while you make a bracha. Why are you allowed to lift up the challah?
It's the opposite of Arba Minim.
What do we do by Arba Minim?
We don't say when we say Hashem's name. Hodu, and then we don't say.
Oh, by the Nanuim.
Yeah.
Who are these Achrenim? Doesn't say. Interesting. Kasu ha'achreinim. The 10 mitzvahs that are dependent on the pas, atuyas v'pas, ki eser mitzvahs adam oisa ad shal yoicha prusas pas, there are 10 mitzvahs a person does before he eats the bread. B'shas ha'charisha, loisacharosh b'shoyer uv'chamor yachdav. The time of plowing, not plowing with an ox and a donkey. B'shas hazriya, sad chalis is a klayim. B'shas disha, l'sam shabadishay. Leket, so sovet, that's three. Leket, shekopeya, six. Chuma, masrishayin, v'sheni, v'chala. Sifhei, lo yivtza, don't be boitzeya. Ad sheyaviyu lefanav melach, until they bring before you salt, oy liftan. What's liftan? Perish Rashi. Kol davar hanechal emapas. Lelapis by prusa sabitzia. Oh, they bring you a dip. Something eaten with bread. To be melape prusa sabitzia. Says the Mechaber, but v'im hi nekia, if it's pas nekia, so then it doesn't need salt. Oishi mesubelas besavlin, or it's already spiced. Oibimelech, or it has salt. Kein shalanu. All of our bread has salt. I've seen many gedolim dafka not makbid on salt because they say our bread has salt in it. Oishi neskavin lecha pascha river. You want dry bread? Ino tzarch lamtin. You don't need to wait. Says Rama Hago, Mikomaka mitzvah lahavi al kol shulchan melach kaidem shivta. It's a mitzvah to bring on every table salt before your baitzea, ki ha shulchan doim al mizbech. A table is like a mizbech. Vaha achila ke karban. Eating is like a sacrifice. Benemar al kol karban cha takriv melach. And it says on all your karbanos, your makriv salt. Well, if that's the reason, I understand why the shulchan should have the salt, because the shulchan is like a mizbeach. First of all, why do you need the salt on the table? The shulchan is doimet to mizbeach. There's no salt on the mizbeach. The salt was on the carbon. The mitzvah should not be to put it on the table. The mitzvah should be to have it on in your bread. Also, I already have it in my bread. So what's the Rama saying? Oh, it's still a mitzvah to have it on the bread. What do you mean? It's in my bread. My bread has salt. Maybe that's why he says, okay, we know you have bread, salt in the bread, but it's a mitzvah to put it on the table because the table is like a mizbeach. Even though you could say, I have it in my bread, so it's on the table also. We'll have to see the Mishnah Berurah. Therefore, you should be careful from starting the bracha. V'imberach, if you started the bracha, tzarch lahamtin k'tzas milechal ad shiviu amach. You should wait a little bit before you eat until they bring you the salt. Now, by the way, nowhere did the Shulchan Aruch say why you should have salt on the on your bread. He said, don't break the bread until you put salt on it. Why? And here he says, therefore you should be careful. Don't start the bracha yet. And if you made the bracha, don't eat until you have salt. Why in the world do I need salt? I don't like salt. It's not good. It's not good for blood pressure. Why do you need salt? You need salt. Then the Mechaber says, Lufana ve'im rabim ha-mesubim. If there are a lot of people around the table, tzarech lahamtin milavarach, you have to wait. Ad she'yaviyu lefnei kol echa ve'echa, until you bring each and every one. By the way, the Dershu brings, that was back in the day when everyone had their own table. Nowadays, everyone's on the same table. The Kaf HaChaim says, it's enough only the Boitzeya has salt. And by the way, the Kaf HaChaim says that salt bizman hazeh is no longer min hadin because the bread has salt in it. It's only al pi kabbalah. So then there's no nafkamina, even if everyone has separate tables, one table, you don't have to have salt in front of everyone. The whole thing is al pi kabbalah bizman hazeh. Anyway, but back in the day it was meyikar hadin. And therefore, you need to have salt in front of everyone. And the Kaf HaChaim says, if they had their own table. What's the reason? What is the reason for salt? Nowhere did the Shulchan Aruch say the reason for salt. Comes the Mishnah Berurah, Melech Haliftan, Kedei Shetehei Ne'echelas Betam Mishum Kavra Bracha. So that it should be eaten with taste out of honor to the Bracha. You want to be mechabed the bracha. By the way, now I'm going to tell you an important thing. If you need to be mechabed the bracha that you have salt, you also need to be mechabed the bracha by saying the bracha. That's also a way to be mechabed the bracha, to say the bracha, as opposed to baruch Elokeinu shahakal. Let's say you say like token words, every seventh word. To actually say the words is also a covered for the bracha. You articulate each word correctly. But anyway, now, bizman hazeh, many people are very makbid on this because they invented something. Nowadays, nobody needs a main course anymore. Nobody needs soup. What you do is you have challah and you have multiple dips. L'chayra, that is a hiddur in Simen Kuf Samach Zayin Sif Hei. The whole reason for salt or liftan is to be mechabed the bracha, that the challah should taste good. Question, what if I'm having a sandwich? So I have on my bread already, I have salami, I have lettuce, I have tomatoes, I have pickles. Do I need salt? No. That's what the Mechaber is. Lift, that's lift on. It's all lift on. The Rama says, I'm not sure if this one is the Rama. I think based on what we learned before, Perush Rashi Kol Davar HaNechal Imapas. Who's talking there? I think it's the Rama. Not sure. But anyway, lift on is something you eat with the bread. If you have a sandwich, no, you don't need salt. You're Yotze. Maybe you're not Yotze the Rama. But the din of the mechaber of kavod for the bracha, if you have a sandwich, ein lecha kavod gadol mizu. Va'oid, another reason is... What?
It's interesting that the Rama, who's Hagan Mechaber, is quoting the Beis Yosef.
Oh, very good.
Mm-hmm. He's supplying that which the Beis Yosef himself didn't want to write in the Shulchan Aruch, but
yeah, good point. But so far, according, the Mechaber is giving you the Ikar Hadin. The Ikar Hadin is not a Kabbalistic reason. It's Kavod HaBracha. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. And also, va'oid, another reason it should be on the table, kidei shelo yitzarech achar kach lahafsik. Now, right, so according to the first reason, you don't have to have it on the table. You could rush it out right after the bracha. But now we have another reason, va'oid, and this is from the Gra, kidei shelo yitzarech achar kach lahafsik bein bracha la'achila levakesh melech betavlin. So you don't have to interrupt between the bracha and eating to ask for the salt. Da'asa l'chadchila. Maybe this second reason is, you know, it's likely the guy is going to say, you know, where are my condiments? Where's my salt? So this way it avoids it. Even if it takes a little bit of delay until they bring it, even if it's going to take some time until they bring it, you should wait until you make the bracha. What does the mechaber mean that if it's past nekia, you don't need this? Kegoin pas chitim uchahai gavna, wheat bread. Because wheat bread is tasty, it doesn't need salt. The Shaar Tzion says, even if you can't bear it without the liftan, but la daitai. By the way, the Rama says, Leil Seder, you do not dip the matzah in salt. Why? It's pas nekia. Mishnah Berurah says, even though other days of Pesach you are toivo b'melach, Leil Seder, you shouldn't do it. Because it's a chesaron in lechem oini. Mishnah Berurah says, you should not dip your matzah in salt. Leil Seder. So what is not pas nekia? What is a kind of bread? Right, the Mechaber says if it's pas nekia, which is wheat bread, you don't need salt. Okay, so what kind of bread do you need salt? Barley bread? Spelt? Taka, those things need help. Yeah. Those things, they need a lot of liftan. They need to be drowned out with like salt, liftan, dips. So bottom line is, our bread doesn't need salt. A, it has salt, and it's nekia. It's both, no? What makes matzah nekia? Because it's wheat? Okay, one more. Sorry, one more. Chavches. Or if your intention is to eat pas chareva. What's pas chareva? The ain bezemishim covered bracha. It's not covered for the bracha to have the salt. Ho the ain daitalecha klal besudazu melech v'tavlin. You don't plan on having the salt. Since you don't plan on having the salt, you don't need to have the salt at the time of the bracha. What about hefsek v'gam letamashin mishim hefsek gam kein loyshach v'zeh? Because you're not going to bring it out. Ain daitalecha v'akish achkach melech v'tavlin. So bottom line is, according to Shulchan Aruch Meikar Adin, there are two reasons to have salt. One is, since you're going to be using salt during the meal, then you should be mechabi the bracha and have the salt at the time of the bracha. And number two, since you're going to be bringing it out, you might bring it out between the bracha and the eating, and it's going to be a hefsek, so therefore to avoid hefsek. Nothing about a mizbeach, that we didn't see yet. So let's say you eat for breakfast a peanut butter sandwich. Do you need to bring salt to the table? L'chayr or not. A, you already have a liftan in it. You have the peanut butter. B, there's salt in the bread. C, it's wheat bread. However, according to the Rama, though, there might be a reason to have the salt, because the table is mizbeach. I'm not sure why are you not yoytze the inyan of mizbeach in the fact that the bread has salt in it already. Because you didn't put salt. Takriv mel. You weren't makriv the salt. Okay, we'll see. We'll see tomorrow.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.